After a great deal of talk and 13 hours or more of negotiation, Eurozone leaders have agreed to a second bailout to save Greece from bankruptcy. Athens, though, has to accept even deeper spending cuts and permanent monitoring. We're joined now by Steve Evans, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Steve, let me ask you first how sure the Eurozone leaders are that this bailout package actually will save Greece, because this is not the first bailout they've gotten.
It's the second. They're sure that the immediate crisis is avoided. Greece needed a payback, had to pay back a bunch of money in the middle of March. If this thing had failed, if they hadn't got the deal to give Greece the money now, Greece would have defaulted. And then there would have been probably financial chaos, and that would have ricocheted across Europe and probably to the US through the financial markets. That won't happen. So they're sure that they've done that bit of the job, but are they sure that they've turned the corner and the Greek economy will start recovering? No, they are not, and neither are a lot of other people. It's all predicated on all kinds of assumptions to do with growth doing this and growth doing that. But the critics say, if you administer a medicine which is this unpleasant, this harsh to Greece, you may actually make the patient worse. The argument of the Germans is, look, it's quite simple. Greece spends too much on its government. Answer, cut the spending on the government. But what we don't quite know is what the effect on the economy is. Is that going to make the economy more competitive?
Well, and obviously the question of whether or not the Greek people will accept more austerity cuts is another question. And is Greece actually cutting its government? Because most of these cuts that you've heard from are from pensions and layoffs.
Yeah, but that is, I mean, the pension bill to the government is part of it. But you're absolutely right. There will be an awful lot of resistance to losing the kinds of jobs which they say. Now, what will also happen is that there will be a bigger and permanent group of monitors in Greece. In other words, the Eurozone is going to put people into Athens who will look over the shoulders of Greek public servants, Greek civil servants. And, you know, you ask, well, what will happen then if a democratically elected government in Athens in 2 or 3 years' time says, no, we're going to do this? And the monitors say, no, you can't do that.
Right.
I mean, what kind of conflict do you then get? And where does that leave democracy?
Exactly, and it kind of calls into question just how democratically elected the government is if they don't have the ultimate power.
No, absolutely. And you can imagine a situation where the situation gets worse on the streets and then says, and we're electing people, but those people from Brussels are overruling them. Why should we believe in democracy? Now, you know, we don't know it's going to happen, but it's a possibility.
One crisis averted, perhaps another we're coming. Steve Evans is a correspondent with our partner, the BBC. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.